Good morning, everyone. We've been talking this morning about President Barack Obama's pending meeting with Felipe Calderon of Mexico. And it reminds us, does this voice here that I'm about to play for you ring a bell?
In December, we started active operations, and during that month, we're able to triple the seizures of cocaine and other drugs being brought across the border as compared with a year earlier.
Well, of course you don't recognize that voice. That is the voice of Alan Burson. He's been appointed by President Obama, he's a former U.S. attorney, to a newly created position of border czar. That's right. If you live on the border of the U.S. and Mexico, he's your new czar. Alan Burson is going to be responsible for cracking down or maintaining the stability of the border, at least on the U.S. side of the border, where the Mexican government is cracking down on drug cartels, which has led to all kinds of instability and lawlessness that we've reported on this program in cities like Juarez and Tijuana. Joining us to talk about Alan Burson, the concept of a czar, and the question of what is needed to maintain stability in these border communities is Amita Sharma, who's an investigative reporter for KPBS in San Diego, California. Amita, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
And Diana Washington Valdez covers the border for the El Paso Times. She's author of the forthcoming book, Mexican Roulette, Last Cartel Standing. Welcome back to the show, Diana.
Oh, thank you, and good morning to you all.
So, Amita, even though I didn't recognize the voice of Alan Burson, people in California who followed the drug wars back in the mid-90s will recognize Alan Burson very well. What's he like, and what does the appointment of this personality mean for Barack Obama's policy down in the border region?
Well, Alan Burson is a very bold, a very smart man. He's a former Rhodes Scholar who, over the years, has accumulated quite a diverse resume. He is considered to be the perfect person for this job. He was on the border before in a related capacity as a U.S. attorney in San Diego during the 1990s, as you mentioned. He's described by friends as a student of Mexico. He studied the country. He speaks Spanish. He's called hardworking and dedicated. But above all, the people who know him say he gets the issues. If anyone has the expertise and the understanding of the formidable challenges of dealing with the drug cartels and illegal immigration, they say it's Alan Burson.
You know, that sounds nice, but Diana Washington Valdez, you know, if you're a governor of a border state, Arizona or California or Texas, which you cover in the El Paso area, I mean, what do you make of a czar in your own state?
Well, that's a question that many people have is, you know, the United States already has a drug czar, and we have had one for many years. And despite having a drug czar with a direct pipeline to the White House, to the president, the drug trade continues as never before.
And so, you know, I guess the question is one of policy. Will he be responsible for actually sealing the border or administering immigration policy? I mean, certainly the narrative of what's going on in the border has changed dramatically over the last year. Or is he simply going to take the fall for criminality if it does manage to spill over? Diana?
Well, the spillover is very interesting. I mean, we already have the cartels operating within the United States and, as you know, in Canada as well. And so stopping the activity at the border does not necessarily mean an end to the drug trafficking and the drug violence that we've been preventing since 15 years ago. So it's still interesting to see what's going to happen with a new czar and what is exactly are going to be his responsibilities, what is his authority, who's going to answer to him, what is he going to be able to actually do to make a difference.
Amita Sharma, go ahead, Amita.
Well, I think, you know, part of that, you know, who's going to answer to him and who is he going to answer to? You know, he was appointed by Janet Napolitano, the Homeland Security Secretary, but he also has a couple of other, well, actually quite a few other presidential appointees who have rank above him. So I think a big question is where does he fit in to the flow chart? You know, he'll have four appointed U.S. attorneys, presidential appointed U.S. attorneys in this region. You've got the head of ICE, who is a presidential appointee. appointee. You've got the head of Customs and Border Protection, who is a presidential appointee. So he can go to them with his ideas, but they also have the power to say, you know what, who are you? And so it is going to be his job to convince his superiors to give him the support, the resources he thinks he needs to get the job done. But it will also be the job of his superiors to go to Congress and say, look, we need your support. We need the money.
What do you think the resource question is here? Are we talking billions of dollars, lots and lots of troops, and some sort of surveillance program and an active...
Yeah, I think we're talking surveillance technology. We're talking more, you know, I think President Obama's already said he doesn't believe in putting troops there now. He doesn't think it's necessary, but they are going to need more boots on the ground, so to speak, in terms of Border Patrol.
Diana, does that make people in places like Juarez feel, or El Paso for that matter, feel more comfortable, or does it make the communities look more like an armed camp?
Well, so far the news has been welcomed by our neighbors across the border, and we have interviewed several of them, business leaders and so forth, and they welcome the opportunity to have someone who may help reduce the drug violence. But one of the things that I'd like to see happen is for this new official to perhaps put a spotlight and try to find and dig out the corruption that exists on our side of the border that has been facilitating the drug trade. You know, we've been focusing on Mexico a lot and the corruption there, but everyone agrees here that we have corruption on this side that also makes this possible. So where is it?
Well, it's a tall order for Alan Burson as he begins his job as border czar. Thanks so much for that perspective. Amitha Sharma is an investigative reporter for KPBS in San Diego, and Diana Washington Valdez, speaking just there, covers the border for the El Paso Times. She's the author of the forthcoming book, Mexican Roulette, Last Cartel Standing. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.